Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The dead don't speak, but their stories do. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Did he? 120 new claims apparently going against him. 25 of those are minors. The Diddy tip hotline within the first 24 hours, roughly 12,000 phone calls coming into it. And it just keeps getting darker and darker and darker. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Are you surprised?
I don't want to say it, but I told you so. I'm pretty sure we have it recorded, dude.
Yeah.
This thing is going to go. The thing that I'm waiting for are the big names to drop. Just the other people that were involved with these parties, man. You know, the freak-offs, whatever they're called.
Freak out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised. This thing is going to be a huge, huge nightmare, in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people.
Does this, in my estimation, it does, but I'm curious to get your thoughts on it thus far. Does this beat Epstein in terms of its reach, the amount of people that this is going to affect? I mean, Epstein, there was a lot there that could have been affected, but wasn't because he's dead and because there was a lot of political people in power. I suppose Diddy could get shut down and shut up too, but there's a lot of people here too. I mean, politicians, music, actors, it expands a lot.
Yeah. And I think that, kind of the bigger thing, the difference between Epstein and Diddy is going to be that there's going to exist video proof. Mm-hmm. Epstein was smarter in terms of keeping his shit on lock. I don't think that you had troves of videos wherein, people of note are going to be depicted in those videos. And it's just going to be a different thing. I don't know if they'll be able to shut it down the way that they were able to shut Epstein down by killing him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, him committing suicide is what I mean. it's just a different set of circumstances, but the reach can be huge. I mean, Cat Williams has been out there in these streets for a year talking about this shit, and mm-hmm. people were saying he was crazy and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess he wasn't so crazy after all.
Well, there's another individual too in this whole case that it's the one who went into the Trump tower and did the shooting. He was ranting about being part of Diddy's sex parties and being abused and enslaved, and people just thought this guy's out of his freaking mind. I mean, granted, he opened fire in a Trump hotel it's just insane to do something like that, but I don't know, it almost makes you wonder, was this guy so disturbed and so damaged from years of abuse and that sort of a situation that he was just so twisted that this is what he thought was the best thing to do with that shooting?
I mean, we certainly can't say that it's not because of that.
Yeah.
There's no way, depending on the lengths that went and the depths, I mean, psychologically, it could have like fractured him completely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just don't know any of those facts in terms of just like how dark this was for him to where, I mean, something went wrong.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, a normal, rational person doesn't do that. They don't just crack like that and you know, just kind of lose it and do that type of thing. I mean, typically there's a reason for it. Now, that's not to say that there wasn't something pre-existing and this exacerbated. Sure. I don't know, but like, I mean, that's definitely something that needs to be looked at.
Well, I mean, and after shooting up a hotel, it's like, it was such a bizarre thing to start claiming and start saying that you're part of Diddy's sex party. I mean, this is before all the charges came about. And it just seemed like, well, this is the rantings of a madman.
Right.
Looking back, maybe he wasn't so mad after all in terms of what 100%. Happened.
Yeah, it's not like John Hinckley with the whole, who was it, Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was like clearly just a guy who was insane. Like, this guy was talking about things that weren't public yet, you know, that were ostensibly only known by those who knew, you know? So, I mean, there's some credence there that's, you know, to kind of be a person who has knowledge of things that you shouldn't know about or couldn't know about unless you were involved in some way has weight.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, dude, this thing is going the depths. Like, I think we're just scratching the surface. I think this is like the proverbial tip of the iceberg where we're just seeing the tip of it. And underneath, there's just a massive, massive nightmare waiting for a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it feels like it's just an ice cube sticking out of the water right now. But there's so much more to it. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.